This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
The Holy Spirit continues to set hearts on fire with the love of Christ and inspire people to bring the good news to a world that is aching to hear it. Welcome to Blazing the Trail, a weekly show dedicated to the church's mission of evangelization. Now, here's your guide on this grand adventure, Catholic singer, songwriter, author, and speaker, Miriam Marston.
And welcome back to Blazing the Trail here on Mater Dei Radio. My name is Miriam Marston, and I'm grateful for this time each week when we get a chance to hear about some of the ways that God has inspired and moved men and women to step out in faith and respond to the call to share the gospel to the ends of the earth. My guest this week, Maria J. Bain, will share with us how she received a number of these inspirations from the Lord while in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, simply praying in Eucharistic adoration. And one of the ideas she received was this idea for a children's book which would provide down-to-earth instruction on loving God and neighbor. The title of the book is The Glory of God, which is a nod to St. Irenaeus, who speaks of the glory of God which is revealed in man fully alive. And it's one of those quotes that often gets pulled out of context, so I thought I'd offer a passage from St. Irenaeus, and I'm taking this from the Office of Readings for his feast day, which is June 28th. It reads as follows: "The Word became the steward of the Father's grace for the advantage of men, for whose benefit he made such wonderful arrangements. He revealed God to men and presented men to God. He safeguarded the invisibility of the Father to prevent man from treating God with contempt and to set before him a constant goal toward which to make progress. On the other hand, he revealed God to men and made him visible in many ways to prevent man from being totally separated from God and so cease to be. Life in man is the glory of God. The life of man is the vision of God. If the revelation of God through creation gives life to all who live upon the earth, much more does the manifestation of the Father through the Word give life to those who seek God." Again, that is from St. Irenaeus, who was a bishop and martyr who died in the year 202. And before I dive into the interview, I wanted to share a song by the group Sleeping at Last. The song is called Light, and I'm choosing it for this episode because it speaks of this unimaginable light that dwells within the human person. And when I listen to the song, I hear the voice of a parent who speaks to an infant or young child and who wants to do everything possible to protect and guide the remarkable potential and life that resides in that child. And ultimately, we hope and pray that the light and life that resides in each of us will, by the grace of God, blossom and flourish and shine, giving glory to God, the one who has arranged all things well.
Words be the first to find your ears. is brighter than the sun now that you're here. Though your eyes will need some time to
joined by Maria J. Bain, who founded JMJ Press in 2022. She is married with two sons. Maria, it is great to have you on the show. How are you today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Maria, let's go ahead and dive in. Where did you grow up? And was the faith that was the faith something that was already in your environment as you were growing up?
Yes. So I grew up in Illinois. I am one of 13 children. I am number 12. My twin sister is number 13. And my family always made our faith very important. We prayed the rosary every night as a family before bed. We went to Mass every Sunday, oftentimes daily Mass, confession every Saturday, and we went to adoration every Thursday night. So the faith was very important in my family.
Was there, was there a moment where you kind of had a sense like that you had sort of a sense of ownership about it and sort of personal responsibility about your faith as you got older? Were there moments like that where you're like, oh, this is not just my family's faith, but this is something that is really in my own heart and transforming my own life?
Yeah, definitely. But I think I always had a strong faith, even as a child. I can remember being 8 years old and going outside to play, and I'd twirl around and ask all of creation to join me in praising God and honoring Our Lady. So I always had this sense of connectedness with God. Beautiful. And Our Lady and the saints, that even though I couldn't see them necessarily, they were always with me. And that's something that I think that my parents taught me. I did, you always grow in your faith as you get older. And I think that definitely happened to me. But I think I've always had this strong faith in God, where I've just counted on God, and He, especially God the Father, He, in difficult times, I would say to Him, "You're my dad. you have mm-hmm. to take care of this. And then I just leave it in his hands and know he will. And he's performed many miracles in my life, just having that complete trust that he is going to take care of me and that I just need to do whatever he's asking of me.
That's beautiful. And you mentioned even as a child, you felt a connection to angels and saints. Have there been any saints in particular where your friendship has really grown with them?
Oh man, probably too many to talk about. I have a lot, but I think my favorites are Padre Pio. I've asked to be his adopted spiritual daughter. And I had read that anybody who asked him, he never refuses anyone. So I'm pretty confident that I'm his spiritual daughter. I feel a close connection to Mother Teresa because I had started a nonprofit organization in my 20s, and I had asked for a scholarship for a particular person. I had a meeting with an atheist man, and he asked me what I wanted to be when I grow up. And I thought, that's weird because I'm already an adult. But I thought about it for a second and I said, you know, I want to be like Mother Teresa, but instead of helping people with physical poverty, I want to help them with spiritual poverty. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been ingrained in me all my life as well, that that's something that God just gave me. So to answer your question, there's so many more, but those are a couple of my favorites.
No, those are some good ones, Maria. Absolutely. So as you're responding to this call that you felt to help people, to meet them in their spiritual poverty, you said you founded a nonprofit. What are some of the other opportunities that came your way as you started to work to serve the church?
Oh my gosh. Well, so I founded a nonprofit in Iowa. And what had happened is I had gone on, I was asked by Johnson County Right to Life. I was running that organization at the time. And they asked me to go on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat to bring it back to Iowa because there wasn't one. And I remember calling and asking if I could be on the retreat. And they said, we don't have any room. And I said, I don't care. I'll sleep on the floor. I just felt God was asking me to do it. Yeah. And I left there with the middle of my hands burning, my mouth was burning, and the middle of my feet, both feet were burning for 3 days. And I brought Rachel's Vineyard back to Iowa, and I had went before the Blessed Sacrament, because this is a theme with me. God always speaks to me before the Blessed Sacrament. So I went before the Blessed Sacrament, and our Lord gave me a blueprint on how to do this. And so I did. And within 3 months, I had this Rachel's Vineyard up and running in the state of Iowa. Well, Dr. Teresa Burke, who founded Rachel's Vineyard, came to Iowa to meet me. And she said, how did you do it? And I didn't know what the heck she was talking about. And she said, how did you do this? It takes people 3 years to develop this program and get it started. You did it in 3 months. And I told her, I showed her everything I did. And I said, I just prayed before the Blessed Sacrament. He showed me a blueprint and I just did what he told me to do. And so she invited me to work for her as her Midwest regional coordinator for Rachel's Vineyard and developing it throughout the Midwest. But I was invited by her to go out to California, and I ran a seminar that taught 48 states and 12 countries how to effectively run this retreat. Wow. And I had just started it in Iowa, and that was all by just sitting before the Blessed Sacrament and then doing what he showed me. And this fast forwards, I know we only have a little bit of time.
No, you're
show,
great.
I can go on forever.
Please,
So, you know, the next thing that happened to me, I was before the Blessed Sacrament and I was working with my spiritual director at the time, was Father Bob Gruce. And he wanted to start a nonprofit organization, not only to do Rachel's Vineyard, but we had discovered that on the retreats, 3 out of 4 women and men had suffered sexual abuse. And so what we did is we then brought a program to have like Rachel's Vineyard, but it was for sexual abuse survivors. And so we did that together. And I had to write a grant because I said, this is great, but I really need to, I have 3 full-time jobs right now. I really need to make this be one full-time job. Yeah. So I wrote this grant, and I'd never written a grant before. I went before the Blessed Sacrament as I was filling it out, and it got to the part of where you were supposed to ask for money. And they were going to give away, I think it was $32,000 or $33,000. But I heard the Lord say to me, wait, they're going to tell you what they want to give. Now, again, I'd never written a grant before. I was doing it before the Blessed Sacrament. And I only had 2 weeks to complete this. Most people had a year.
Yeah.
And so I get this, there's this announcement that they're now going to give away, they've decided, $250,000. So that is what I heard. I wrote it down. And my grant was picked. I went through a board, I think of 15, including the Bishop of the Diocese of Davenport. And I argued my grant was that how it was for children of an orphanage that they no longer had. And I said, how can you help children if you don't heal their parents? And so that was my argument of the grant. And I was awarded $250,000 on my first try.
Wow.
So then I decided, oh gosh, that was really great, but I better take a grant class at the University of Iowa. So I audited a class, a graduate class. And this is even another miracle because I have a high school education. I stopped college to raise my family. So I've actually put my husband and my two children through college, but I have not gone to college. So anyway, I audit this class and I learned that everything they teach you is what I learned automatically before the Blessed Sacrament.
Wow.
And so now if you fast forward to a few years ago when I wrote this book, The Glory of God, I actually received this before the Blessed Sacrament. I was praying and this story came to me with all the pictures and the watercolor paintings. And so I have suffered a lot of health problems. I've had 14 operations in the last 2 years. And so this really is a love letter from the Lord to the world, because I feel like he took all my pain and suffering and operations and just turned it into this beautiful love letter. And so when I was shopping around for an illustrator, I knew that it should be a watercolor painting. And I found this guy, his name's Dave Hill out of Scotland. And I found this illustration called The Dancing Mouse. And it had this beautiful little redheaded girl and a dancing mouse. And it was whimsical and beautiful. And just everything that I remember of my childhood, of really good books.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to do it. And I reached out to him and he said he would. And then as he was sending me different samples of his work, of what he wanted to do, I said, you know, Dave, that illustration of the dancing mouse, I can feel the love you put into that. And that's what I want. So whatever you did for that, I want you to do that for me. Well, what I didn't know is his daughter had leukemia. That was her at 8 years old, the little redheaded, cute, beautiful girl. And she survived. She's now, I think, in remission. I think she's around 30 years old. But Dave and I became really great friends because of the love I could feel. I didn't know that was his daughter.
Right.
I didn't know she had cancer, but I could feel that love. And I was like, I want you to do that for me. And he did, because the illustrations of my book, The Glory of God, are just like our Lord showed me in my mind. And they're beautiful. And you can feel the love that he poured into his little girl when she had leukemia into my book.
That's beautiful. For those who are just tuning in, I am speaking with Maria J. Bain, who founded JMJ Press in 2022. And you mentioned, Maria, your book, The Glory of God, which I've read through and it's very beautiful. And I was enchanted by it. And that's what prompted me to reach out to you to learn more about your own story, but also, yeah, the journey. I didn't know this journey to the book. So it's really beautiful to hear. Talk to us a little bit about JMJ Press. This is relatively new. How did this come about?
Well, this is really interesting, because when our Lord had shown me this, I was sick and he was asking me to help. He would show me in my mind, I don't want to say who they were, but particular people who are working really hard and they paid so much in rent, they could not afford a down payment on a house. And then he showed me this other priest who he works in Tanzania and he builds churches and has clean water and all this stuff. And he was showing me how he wanted me to give them money. And at the time, I didn't even know I was going to get a paycheck because I was so sick and all these operations and stuff. And so I said to our Lord, I will do anything you tell me to do, but you have to give it to me to give to them because I don't have it. And so that kind of prompted, okay, well, the funds out of this book are going to go to help others. And so I at first sent it out to a lot of Catholic publishers because I wasn't really interested in starting a Catholic publishing company. I just wanted to get this book out. But the responses that I got back were, one wanted to change the title. One thought that they couldn't get St. Irenaeus, the glory of God is a human being fully alive, which I know children can get. You don't water down the faith. You give it to them in its fullness and its beauty, and they can do it. Because I was thinking about, you know, Star Wars and how they know the plot and the subplot and all these names and everything. I was like, they can get this. They can get the Bible. They can get this. And so I didn't want to go with that publishing company because I knew God had given it to me, and I wanted to publish it the way he gave it to me. And then another one wanted to publish it, but they wanted to give me a dollar a book. And I was like, wow, at a dollar a book, there's no way I'm going to be able to build a church and give away a down payment on a house. Yeah. It's expensive, you know? So that led me to start my own publishing company so that, yes, it's really hard and trying to, you know, all the printing and all the costs are up to JMJ Press. And yet I'm trusting in God and just saying, okay, I'm going to move forward. Everything I have is yours. You gave it to me. If you want it all back, I'm going to give it all back. Which has been a little scary for my husband and I, especially with me not being able to work right now, at Catholic TV. But I did it. We did it. And it's beautiful. And so I'm just trusting him like I have my entire life and just saying, okay, Lord, I put this book, I put JMJ Press in your hands. Bless it and do what you want with it because it's really yours.
So really the press itself came because the book came first. So you just needed,
yes.
Yeah. What are some of the other projects, kinds of books, literature that you'd like to offer support through JMJ Press?
Well, what I'm trying to do, I think what God has really given me is a gift for children's books because I have an outline for about 11 different books that are on art history. My husband is an artist, a painter, and he teaches art history as well as painting and drawing. And so we finished our first book, which Dave is working on. It's called Michelangelo and the Pope, and it teaches children, our dog time travels back and then teaches children about different artists. And so the first one is being illustrated right now. So I have about 10 more in the works of outlines. But besides that, I have all these books in my mind, and they're really, one of them in particular, like these little short stories of life lessons that Jesus has taught me. And it's been really my prayer life, but I'm having them illustrated in a way that teaches children these beautiful lessons. And just for instance, my husband is a great gardener and he's from England. And so wherever we go, he makes me the most beautiful English garden, you know, in our yard. And so, we had lived at this particular home and he had done that for me. And I was praying and walking in the garden. And I said to God, our Father, I said, you know, I know that Adam and Eve walked with you in the garden and I can too. I want to walk with you. And so I was walking in my garden and speaking to the Lord, and all of a sudden, and I can picture him next to me. And all of a sudden he points out these beautiful roses and this weed. And it's like one of those choke weeds. I forget what they're called. And he said, look at that. And I looked at it and he said, that is ungratefulness. It chokes the life out of everything. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, that's true, to be grateful in everything. And then when I got really sick and I've had my left lung taken out, I had a hole in my heart. I've had so many things going on. And I always, no matter what it is, I just say thank you and help. because I'm in his hands. I know that everything that's happening to me is because he ordained it. And maybe, you know, bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to everybody. But I always think, you know what's best for me. You know that I am yours and you are mine. And that's it. So help me to be good. Help me to be kind. Help me to, you know, spread your light with the whole world, no matter what's going on in mine. And so these little things about ungratefulness or other things that he's taught me, I wanted to make it where it's a little child walking in a garden with God, and these little life lessons with beautiful illustrations. So that's kind of where I was going with that, and my future with that. I have so many things in my mind that God has given me. I just have to put it on paper and get it out there.
And so you already have a website set up and everything. Where can people go to learn more about your current projects, Maria?
So it's jmjpress.org for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So jmjpress.org.
Oh, Maria, thank you so much for your time today. I've loved hearing more about your story and just your willingness to just give everything over to Jesus in this beautiful and humble way, and just seeing the fruit that comes out of that. So, Maria, thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you and the good work you're doing.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, my name is Miriam Marston, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to explore how we can be partakers of and share the glory of God, each in our own way, but united in the Holy Spirit. Until then, stay well and stay close to Christ. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Blazing the Trail, a weekly show dedicated to the church's mission of evangelization. For more information on Miriam Marston and her work, plus an archive of our past shows, visit us online at MatreDayRadio.com or download the Hail Mary Media app. Blazing the Trail is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.